Chapter 6. A week had passed since the mission on Halion. Daily doses of Colto had healed Scourge's wounds. Even his cracked ribs were fully mended, but his pride and confidence were still wounded. The mission had been a success, but things had gone a lot less smoothly than he would have liked. No doubt Setchel's report to Nyriss would paint each of his mistakes in the most garish tone. He was desperate to find some way to vent his frustrations, and today he'd finally felt well enough to visit the Stronghold's exercise yard for a much-needed workout. He rarely went more than 2 or 3 days without practicing his drills, knowing that his continued survival would often depend on his martial expertise. Though there were others in the yard, none was a worthy sparring partner. He would gain little from testing himself against any of Murtaugh's soldiers. Even the guard captain himself wouldn't present any real challenge to a fully trained Sith Lord. Instead, he performed a complex routine of drills designed to hone his reflexes, all while wearing his heavy armor. His crimson blade hummed as he cycled through the aggressive thrusts and cuts of Juyo, the seventh form of lightsaber combat. The weapon moved so fast, it was nothing but a blur, but each strike was precise and controlled. In the middle of his routine, he noticed that Nyriss's young Twi'lek slave had entered the yard. She stood patiently off to one side, her head bowed respectfully. Scourge put an abrupt end to the session, knowing she would be here only if Nyriss had sent her. He flicked his lightsaber off and clipped it to his belt before crossing the yard to her.
"Darth Nyriss wishes to speak to you,"
the Twi'lek said softly, keeping her eyes focused on the ground.
"Will Setchel be there?"
he demanded.
"I do not know, my lord,"
she replied. Scourge frowned. He had not seen or spoken with Setchel since their return.
"Take me to Nyriss."
The slave nodded, then turned and set off. Scourge fell into step behind her. He'd sought Setchel out several times over the past week, but the aide always seemed to be off on some task or assignment. It could have been coincidence, but it was also possible Setchel was avoiding him. If that was the case, Scourge might know why. During his recovery, he'd had plenty of time to think back on the mission. Rehashing it in his head had brought several inconsistencies to light, things Setchel might not want to discuss with Scourge face to face. The slave was leading him through the east wing of the Stronghold. She was moving quickly ahead of him, but with his long legs, Scourge had little trouble keeping up. As he walked, he continued to mull over the issue of Setchel. At the time, he'd credited the aide with saving his life by shutting down the manufacturing plant's power grid and disabling the security droids. Now he wondered if that had been an accident. The more he thought about it, the more the evidence seemed to indicate that Setchel hadn't wanted him to survive the mission. Setchel had obviously needed Scourge's help to get past the drones and the fence outside the plant, and he needed Scourge to hold off security long enough for him to slice into UDM's computer network. But after that, Scourge became expendable. Once the droids were deactivated, Setchel no longer needed the Sith Lord to protect him.